He is Fox Sports MLB analyst, Flipping Bats with Ben Verlander podcast host, and this is going to be really cool. Here's Ben Verlander. What's happening, Ben?
What's up, guys? How are you?
We're doing well. We're just talking about people melting down at Augusta National, like Greg Norman back in 96. That's the most famous one where the guy was just chugging and he just melted on Sunday. But we love it. Like we love just watching meltdowns. How do you feel about that?
Everybody loves a good meltdown, I guess.
Yeah,
we can just relate to it, you know. We can relate to it, especially on a golf course.
Well, what's the baseball? We're going to do a week. We're not going to tell you the name of the week, what we're going to call it, but we're basically going to do meltdowns in baseball. That like historic meltdowns. Is it? Do we go to the Buckner incident? Is that where we go to in baseball?
Yeah, you know, Buckner's the one that jumps out. But I think, you know, there's something about guys getting the yips that really intrigues people. Like, nobody really understands it, but it's like very much so a thing, and it like is kind of seen as like a meltdown. So
like knob block
like
type
have to
stuff.
Have the yips in there somewhere too.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Pedro Martinez be a good candidate for that when he was in Boston against the series against the Yankees? I can't remember what year it was.
I mean, yeah, and knob block. I mean, you can throw a bunch of guys in there.
Yeah.
Ankiel.
Absolutely. Lester can't pull the ball to first. That might be it, man. That might be exactly what we're looking for.
Lester cannot throw the ball 60 feet. I mean, he can't throw it 60 feet to first, but he can throw it 60 feet to home better than most people in the entire world. It's incredible.
It is incredible. That's a good idea. That's a good angle for us. Well, the Jays are in action tonight. They're back home in Dunedin, and they got the Angels in town for four. They're 3-3 currently on the season, but some tough news again with Springer, George Springer. He's going to remain on the IL. It looks like he will not play on this homestand, which is going to take him through at least April 15th. Now he's got a quad injury. Where do you stand on a guy like Springer, who's had some nicks and bruises throughout his career, starting this new endeavor in this new era of his career on the IL here in Toronto?
Yeah, it just sucks, man. Like I really like George Springer, and I know – you know, I was so happy for him when he signed, and he was one of the biggest signings of the offseason, and gets him, you know, the new deal. And I know he really wanted to go there and do well. And I just feel bad, man. Like, you know, it sucks for him, and he wants to get going and do well in his new city. I just feel bad for him being on the IL to start the year, and then this other little thing coming up, and he's going to stay on the IL. I'm excited to watch him. You know, this team is going to be a lot of fun to watch, and he's gonna be a big part of that, hopefully.
Speaking of fun to watch, this Ohtani is becoming a phenomena. The way, like, pitching over a hunch, exit velocity off the charts. Like, how special a player do you think this guy can ultimately be? Like, can he dominate the headlines in MLB? Not that he's probably already not, but just your overall big picture of this guy.
I mean, I don't know. He's already dominating the headlines on my Twitter. I feel like I tweet about him almost every other tweet, but it's almost like rightfully so. Like, this guy is doing things that have not been done in baseball. I mean, you look at guys that have done both, and one that sticks out is Babe Ruth. But Babe Ruth was like throwing 80 and shoving hot dogs down his throat. Like, Ohtani's like doing it at the, like, throwing 100 and hitting absolute bombs, and it's like, it's really cool to watch. I tweeted the other day that he's my new favorite player, and my brother actually responded to that, not too pleased at me, but I love watching him. He's a blast to watch, and he's doing things that nobody's ever done before.
Kind of a negative side to that, the Jays rolled out Tanner Roark the other day, and he was a complete gas can. I'm not sure if you caught it, but in a situation like that, where a guy's aging, he's got a ton of mileage on him, and he just can't get it done, like, how many more times do you see this guy going to the mound, if he does at all?
Yeah, you know, I did watch, and it wasn't pretty, and, you know, it's the first start of the year. There are plenty of guys that went out and got lit up in the first start. You know, Luis Castillo comes to mind, a lot of big names, and he's obviously, he doesn't have that sort of stuff anymore, but you know, you can't throw them away after one start. But if you start running out a few more like that and keep throwing like that, it just, you know, it's tough, man. And it's going to be tough to keep running him out there. And I don't think they will. I don't, if this continues for another start or two, I don't think they will.
Ben, there's a lot of conversation around baseball this year have been the change in baseballs. I don't know if they're lighter or they're what the make of them is, but it's supposed to stop players from hitting home runs. What are your thoughts and opinions? And I believe your brother was very vocal about this and critical about guys hitting too many home runs. But what's your overall perception of this change in baseball?
Yeah, you know, I think so. What I heard is on balls that go like over 350 feet, it's going to affect them like 3 to 5 feet, somewhere in that area. So it's not drastic, but you know, we got to a point in baseball where now, look, I love watching guys hit homers. I love it. Yeah. But we got to a point that started getting frustrating for me. We would see guys like, you know, with the, you know, the butt out swing and just like flailing at the ball. And then it like goes out to center field and they're just like, what? That's not supposed to happen. So if we can get less of that, but still plenty of home runs, I'm all for it. But I do think it got to the point where, look, I think this was their way of admitting that, yeah, maybe we did do a little something to the baseballs. I don't know, but them saying, you know what, we're going to tone them back a little bit. Kind of seemed like maybe there was, but I'm all for it. I think if we can get less of those, like, you know, just flailing swings that go out, it's fine by me.
We're chatting with Ben Verlander, Fox Sports MLB analyst, and you can check out the Flipping Bats with Ben Verlander podcast. We were talking about the reaction down in New York today. The Mets walked off on a hit by a pitch, bases loaded play, which is like a unicorn in baseball. You don't see that too often, but it's a pretty cool way to finish it. And there was controversy there in terms of the way it was called, whether it should have been called, whether it was legit. But just the reaction in the crowd, and we referenced that McNeil in the ninth, you know, hit a solo shot to tie the game up and threw his bat basically into Manhattan, and the place was going crazy. And it's just awesome to see that there are fans. Like, some guy grabbed the ball in right field. He's got a bandana on, a beard,
glasses. So much more juice now, man.
It's awesome. Like, it's alive. It's like baseball is alive. And, you know, I was so appreciative of the fact that sports came back in the spring and summer. I just wanted to witness sports and see sports. But you can just tell it was so hollow. And now that we're back to seeing fans in the stands, kind of feels like the players are picking up on that, and it's adding to the emotion in the game.
Man, they definitely are. The players are definitely picking up on it. You know, you mentioned my podcast, Flipping Bats, and I've had, you know, we just kind of started it up at Fox, and I've had a few different interviews, but basically the consensus across the board is that even in spring training, guys were just pumped. You know, I had Jeff McNeil on the other day, actually, who hit that home run you were talking about, and he talked about it. He's like, it's just, it feels different. And I watched that whole game today, man, and it just from, you know, it's the home opener. Everybody was super pumped up. Lindor's there. The energy in the crowd when McNeil hit that homer, it just, like, I don't know, man. It just, like, gives me chills thinking about it. Like, it's back, it's almost like the whole country needed this. Like, people are in games, at games, losing their minds. And players are, too. Like, McNeil hit that huge homer, and he flips his bat and celebrated, and it was just so cool. And really just unfortunate for the game to end the way it did. But what a great game. And like you said, so awesome seeing fans back.
Yeah, it's been a really cool start to the year. It's going to be a fun year for sure. He is Ben Verlander of Fox Sports and the Flipping Bats with Ben Verlander podcast. Good luck with that, Ben. Really appreciate you finding time for us. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. Ben Verlander. Yeah, that scene down in New York was pretty incredible. That's Marlins, how it ended. The bat flip from McNeil is crazy. But, you know, it puts us in a different spot, obviously, up here in Toronto. We're not dealing with that. The Leafs are playing here. We can't go see them. The Jays are in Dunedin. TSC's not going to be here. The Argos, we don't know when they're going to start or what that's even going to look like. The Raptors have been in Tampa all year. So it's a different world. It's a different experience, but at least from a viewing standpoint, it changes the way you view it. It changes the way it looks.